You have travelled through time, back to another era, 50 years ago, when flower power was the game, more and more Americans were protesting against the Vietnam War, and African Americans, devastated by the death of their iconic leader, Martin Luther King, were fighting their own war against prejudice and racism. Look at this room. It is a typical living room of a family of the time, who gathered around their television set to watch the most important event in history. No one can believe what is about to happen. The year is 1969, the month July. What do you think is going to happen? Look at the wall. Can you see three photo frames hanging there? These are three of the people who witnessed the moon landing live on TV. Your first task is this. Complete the cards with information about each person. Then you must put the cards in the chest to get the key.
Listening 1. Brittany.
I'll never forget that Sunday. The sky was darker than night itself, and the moon was shining. It was pure magic. My dad was a truck driver, and my mom didn't work, so my family didn't have much money. But my father, to our immense surprise, had bought a brand new TV that very day. We couldn't believe it when we walked through the door. We all sat down to watch the landing, and when Neil Armstrong said those now famous words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," I felt tears on my face. And when I looked around, the whole family was crying. Unbelievable. Truly awesome.
Chuck.
I couldn't sleep the night before. It was like Christmas. The six of us were just so excited. When 8 o'clock came, we all just sat down around the TV. My mom had made a chicken pie, which we ate while watching. That was a huge luxury for us, as we were never allowed to eat while watching TV. It was such a momentous occasion. When Neil planted the flag, my sister Rebecca was so thrilled that she fell right off her chair. I felt super proud to be an American. America had won. We'd won the space race to the moon.
Bob.
I am what I am today because of that night. It changed me forever. So I'm unbelievably grateful to Neil Armstrong for that. Wherever you are, buddy, thanks. I owe you one. While I was watching the landing that night, I made the decision which would color the rest of my life. I decided to study aeronautical engineering like Neil did. And though no one would have thought a simple guy from Kansas could go so far, I ended up in NASA as well. Though, I've stayed on the ground. The most famous of the missions was no doubt Apollo 11. We mustn't forget other brave men and women who paved the way for those who came after.
Brittany.
I'll never forget that Sunday. The sky was darker than night itself, and the moon was shining. It was pure magic. My dad was a truck driver, and my mom didn't work, so my family didn't have much money. But my father, to our immense surprise, had bought a brand new TV that very day. We couldn't believe it when we walked through the door. We all sat down to watch the landing, and when Neil Armstrong said those now famous words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," I felt tears on my face. And when I looked around, the whole family was crying. Unbelievable. Truly awesome.
Chuck.
I couldn't sleep the night before. It was like Christmas. The six of us were just so excited. When 8 o'clock came, we all just sat down around the TV. My mom had made a chicken pie, which we ate while watching. That was a huge luxury for us, as we were never allowed to eat while watching TV. It was such a momentous occasion. When Neil planted the flag, my sister Rebecca was so thrilled that she fell right off her chair. I felt super proud to be an American. America had won. We'd won the space race to the moon.
Bob.
I am what I am today because of that night. It changed me forever. So I'm unbelievably grateful to Neil Armstrong for that. Wherever you are, buddy, thanks. I owe you one. While I was watching the landing that night, I made the decision which would color the rest of my life. I decided to study aeronautical engineering like Neil did. And though no one would have thought a simple guy from Kansas could go so far, I ended up in NASA as well. Though, I've stayed on the ground. The most famous of the missions was no doubt Apollo 11. We mustn't forget other brave men and women who paved the way for those who came after.
You did it. You managed to activate the time machine and have traveled through time. I wonder where you are now. Why don't you open the door and find out? You go into the room and you see two women. Vivian is American and Doris is British. It looks like they're arguing about something. You go a little closer to hear what they're talking about. On a table in the middle of the room, you see a tablet. On the tablet, there are some questions. To escape from the room, you must answer all these questions correctly. You can use numbers or words. Good luck.
Listening to.
Well, I can't see what all the fuss is about. Women have never been able to vote, and things have been just fine. Even if I could vote, I would vote the same as my husband anyway. So I don't see the point.
Firstly, there's no reason why someone should vote the same way as their husband. But even if that were the case, think about all the women that have become widows because of this dreadful war. 700,000 men were killed. That's a lot of women left without husbands. Does that mean they shouldn't have a right to an opinion as to the way things are run? Plenty of us have been working, looking after our households and taking care of the country while the men were away. This is 1919, for heaven's sake.
Yes, but now the men are back. It's time things went back to the way they are supposed to be. More than ever, our men need us at home to look after them. I think this idea of voting is extremely unfeminine.
Just because something has always been that way, it doesn't mean it should continue that way. And frankly, I find your idea of femininity offensive. Are you saying I'm unfeminine just because I work and want to have a voice?
What do you work as, Doris?
I was working as an ambulance driver throughout the war. It was an extremely important and dangerous job. And now I'm studying politics.
Well then, yes, I would say you are unfeminine. Driving an ambulance? Studying politics? The very idea. I helped in the war too, you know, hosting parties for the soldiers when they came home.
Look, I don't want to argue with you, but you need to accept that times have changed. The role of women in society has changed too. You need to vote. Do you have any idea what women have gone through to get where we are today? We have been imprisoned just for trying to achieve equality. Holloway Prison, the largest women's prison in Europe, has had up to 200 women admitted in a single day, in a prison which should only have 500 women at any one time. They have been through terrible ordeals, had to do hunger strikes, and all sorts of awful things.
How very disagreeable. I'm sorry, but I don't see it. Just as you have your right to vote, I also have a right to my opinion. and my opinion is that things are fine the way they are. I'm off. I need to make some potato salad.
Listen, Vivian, I can see I'm not going to convince you, but believe me, 100 years from now, future generations will be grateful for our fight. Whether or not you can see it, the world is changing, and the changes are here to stay.
Well, I can't see what all the fuss is about. Women have never been able to vote, and things have been just fine. Even if I could vote, I would vote the same as my husband anyway. So I don't see the point.
Firstly, there's no reason why someone should vote the same way as their husband. But even if that were the case, think about all the women that have become widows because of this dreadful war. 700,000 men were killed. That's a lot of women left without husbands. Does that mean they shouldn't have a right to an opinion as to the way things are run? Plenty of us have been working, looking after our households and taking care of the country while the men were away. This is 1919, for heaven's sake.
Yes, but now the men are back. It's time things went back to the way they are supposed to be. More than ever, our men need us at home to look after them. I think this idea of voting is extremely unfeminine.
Just because something has always been that way, it doesn't mean it should continue that way. And frankly, I find your idea of femininity offensive. Are you saying I'm unfeminine just because I work and want to have a voice?
What do you work as, Doris?
I was working as an ambulance driver throughout the war. It was an extremely important and dangerous job. And now I'm studying politics.
Well then, yes, I would say you are unfeminine. Driving an ambulance? Studying politics? The very idea. I helped in the war too, you know, hosting parties for the soldiers when they came home.
Look, I don't want to argue with you, but you need to accept that times have changed. The role of women in society has changed too. You need to vote. Do you have any idea what women have gone through to get where we are today? We have been imprisoned just for trying to achieve equality. Holloway Prison, the largest women's prison in Europe, has had up to 200 women admitted in a single day, in a prison which should only have 500 women at any one time. They have been through terrible ordeals, had to do hunger strikes, and all sorts of awful things.
How very disagreeable. I'm sorry, but I don't see it. Just as you have your right to vote, I also have a right to my opinion. And my opinion is that things are fine the way they are. I'm off. I need to make some potato salad.
Listen, Vivian, I can see I'm not going to convince you, but believe me, 100 years from now, future generations will be grateful for our fight. Whether or not you can see it, the world is changing, and the changes are here to stay.